Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092. Off to Philadelphia. Team will reconvene tomorrow. They'll have 2 days of joint practices, and then they have a 1 o'clock game on Saturday. And of course, you'll be able to listen to that game right here on 92.3 The Fan, home of the Browns. Home of the Browns. Home of the Browns. He is Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. So maybe, Jeff, it feels like maybe Dylan Gabriel will start on Saturday.
Play. Yeah.
I think he'll start.
I wonder if, I wonder how Kevin's going to play it out. And I think either way works. I would hope that the guys who take, I would like to see Kenny Pickett play. That doesn't seem likely. Right.
At this point, Gabriel starts, Pickett's not playing probably.
Well, you would, the way it looks now, if Kenny can't get on the field, you know, tomorrow for practice, or if he does, maybe he actually just takes snaps in practice and is able to go and doesn't play in the game. I would think Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders play and play a lot. And if you need anybody else, Tyler Huntley.
I think you have to look and see how much Pickett plays the next 2 days.
Yeah, if he doesn't play in the next 2 days in practice, I would guess he's probably not going to play regardless in the game. You never know. But I can't wait to see Shedeur Sanders get a second look, and I can't wait to see Dylan Gabriel get his first. You know, chances are Dylan would have started that game against Carolina.
Yeah.
If it weren't for his hamstring injury.
Yeah.
I think this guy, Andy, until we see him, I think everybody, and I get the feeling, you tell me, I get the feeling that he's kind of an afterthought in this whole quarterback thing in the eyes of most Browns fans. He's number four on most fans' depth chart and interest level. And should he be? I don't know. I wouldn't think so. The Browns appeared to have given him more chances during training camp than they gave Shedeur Sanders. And I'm just anxious to see him go out. I had one of our coworkers say something to me this morning, and he said, boy, Browns are one more game away from having a real problem.
What do you mean?
Well, that's what I said. What do you mean? And he said, if Sanders goes out and plays well, they have a real problem.
That's not a problem.
Exactly.
In fact, I would hedge my bet that Sanders will have a good game on Saturday.
Don't you hope he does?
Yeah, because the level of competition he's playing at should be a little bit softer.
Yeah. In theory, don't you hope Dylan Gabriel goes out and plays real well?
Although it is the Eagles, so let's be realistic about it. But
don't you hope Dylan goes out and plays real well?
I hope they all play well. And
yes.
I hope that.
Why, Andy? Why?
Because we want Kevin to have to make a difficult decision about a good starting quarterback. And if it happens to be one of the rookies, it's even better. So we don't sit around here and say, oh, they wasted draft picks.
You know what the worst case scenario could be here? Is this. Well, the only guy who didn't stink was Joe Flacco. So I guess we have to start him. If Flacco starts, great. I hope it's because he beats everybody out.
Yeah, not by default.
Exactly.
Yeah, I want Flacco to be there because, one, he's the guy that Kevin trusts the best or the most with his offensive scheme. I also hope that, you know, if he picks Flacco, it's because he has the strongest arm, he has the most confidence in him, and he believes they have an opportunity to win.
You know what I hope?
And if he's got to feel that way about somebody else, okay, I'm okay with that.
I hope somebody beats him out. You know why? Because I think Joe's set a pretty high bar. You know what Joe Flacco is going to do for you. You're all happy about it, which is fine because he played, he played very well here. He did.
He played great here, yeah.
There were moments where there were moments where it wasn't so good, but he set a bar here. And if somebody can come out and beat him out, terrific. Wouldn't that be great if somebody beats him out? And if somebody goes out and earns the starting job, earns snaps, I don't expect it to be one of the rookies. Maybe it's Pickett. If nobody does, that's the way it goes. But I hope the Browns end up at the end of training camp with, oh my God, we have four guys who we actually like at quarterback. Four guys who we like. That would be, I'll settle for three.
It does, and I know this goes against every argument I've ever had with you about this, but it does go to say something that the future would look brighter if it was Pickett, Gabriel, or Sanders as the starting quarterback.
Well, yeah, it would.
Time, it's an age thing more than anything else.
That's just reality.
But I also think that is a equation that works for teams that are not sitting here arguing about four quarterbacks.
But you know what, though, Andy? You're right about this. If nobody can beat him out, then you start Joe. you know, the hope is somebody is good enough to beat him out.
I was really in the Pickett camp early on this thing. Because I was like, well, you know what?
Out of sight, sense. Out of mind, right? Out of sight, out of mind.
But we're also banking on the thought that the Steelers, when he was there, that things truly went sideways there.
Pittsburgh. The offensive coordinator got fired.
Right.
You know, the one thing about Pittsburgh that...
But Pittsburgh gave up on him.
Well, that's the thing that screams against Kenny Pickett.
I agree.
Is that they used the number one pick on him. They gave him only 2 years.
Which they normally, like, they're
that's not
super
their,
smart when it comes to their drafting.
And I say they gave him only 2 years because they brought in Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. Then he asked out.
Right.
And he wanted to be out. And I don't blame him. But if they thought there was some potential there, there's no way they bring in both of those guys. Maybe bring in Russell Wilson and move Pickett to the bench. But they brought in two guys who slotted right above Kenny Pickett there. That's the only concern here. You know, do the Steelers really know something, or did they screw up?
How often do they make mistakes?
I think they might have made a mistake with Russell Wilson, and I think they might have made a mistake with Justin Fields. I like Justin Fields. I like Russell Wilson. Russ's best days are behind him. Justin Fields' best days are ahead of him, I think.
216-474-0092. Jay's in Westlake. Hi, Jay. Thanks for hanging on.
Jay.
Hey, guys. Hey, I was thinking about this last draft, and, you know, we all know that the Browns grabbed Gabriel at 94, but at 92, the Seahawks took Jalen Milroe, who was a guy I'd been watching.
Yeah. Right. And of course, Tommy Reese worked with him at Alabama, the offensive coordinator.
Exactly. So my question to you is, if Milroe had lasted to the Browns pick at 94, do you think they take him over Gabriel? And two, if they do take him, do they still take Sanders in the fifth round? Now, I think Sanders was a hell of a value pick, considering where they got him. But if you look at the skill sets of Milroe and Sanders, I mean, they seem to be somewhat redundant. So would you?
I don't know. Milroe is. Have you seen video of him, Jay, in highlights? He's really athletic and he's a great runner. And Shadur is not a great runner. Shadur's a better thrower, but Milroe's arm is considered stronger.
Don't you think?
I think they have different skill sets.
And also, they would or would not have drafted him probably based on Tommy Reese, right?
Well, that's what I was thinking.
So if they didn't want him, it would probably be because he's like, guys, we need to go in a different direction on this. Or if they did want him, it was him standing on the table going, hey, I've had him before. I know we can have success with him again. You know, it's all hypothetical because it never happened, but don't you think that he would have had the... I think he would have had a humongous voice in that room.
So, again, I guess my thing is if Gabriel and Milroe are both on the board, do the Browns still take Gabriel or do they take Milroe, in your opinion?
That's a real hypothetical, and I have no idea what they thought of Milroe and what they thought of Gabriel. They obviously like Gabriel
a lot. We were
trying
to connect the dots on that, though, left and right.
Yeah. Remember, the Seattle traded Geno Smith, correct? Yes. Okay. And then they used that pick to take Milroe. I thought Milroe was a more dynamic.
Did Seattle trade up to?
No, they traded for that pick on March 7th.
Oh, okay. Well, they might have known something, though.
Yeah.
Or maybe got wind or said, you know, let's try to get ahead of Cleveland on this.
Well, maybe. I personally, in watching both guys, Milroe to me was a more intriguing prospect. He's bigger. He's terrific runner. I mean, he looks really good. And that said, Dylan Gabriel might be the most experienced quarterback coming out this year. And I think he's got everything about Dylan Gabriel screams yes, except for the fact that he's under 6 foot tall.
If he was 2 inches taller, like, this wouldn't even be any kind of conversation.
If he was 6'4",
although I don't know that he doesn't last till the third round.
No, if he was 6'4", with his skill set, he'd have been a top 10 pick. I think he might have been the first quarterback off the board. You never know. The guy put up unbelievable stats in college. He took care of the football. Threw it accurately. Runs really well. And has a really strong arm. I mean, just about the only thing that doesn't click with Dylan Gabriel is his height. And can he overcome that? That's a good question. I don't know the answer to it. Hmm. You know, most small quarterbacks, Andy, don't overcome it. That's why the NFL is not full of small quarterbacks.
Yeah, I wish he was. I want to see what he looks like before I start. I'm done with the height thing.
Andy,
it seems very hard to overcome.
We've watched highlights of him in college.
Yeah.
My God, is he good? He was a great college quarterback. Now, can he do that in the NFL? That's a real valid question, and it's why he went in the third round. Higher, actually, than many folks thought he would.
Is he forgotten, though, right now? That's my question.
I think he's the lowest man on everybody's quarterback list, and I think he's not nearly as rootable. It's not a word. Everybody roots for Shadur. I don't see people all giddy about Dylan Gabriel.
If Sanders wasn't here, I wonder how fans would feel about Gabriel.
Everybody would want to see him and hope that he could beat out Joe Flacco.
Yeah. All right, you're talking about quarterback who's under 6 foot. When we come back, I want to talk about a quarterback who's 6'5".
Ooh.
And, I mean...
Big arm.
The story makes me smile like Bernie Kosar figuring out his own way to play for the Cleveland Browns. What am I talking about? You'll find out next. 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.